Superbrain, unleashing the explosive power of your mind to maximize health, happiness, and spiritual well-being. Authors Deepak Chopra and Rudolf Tanzi. The Golden Age for the Brain. To create a golden age for your brain, you need to use the gift nature has given you in a new way. Every day you step into the invisible firestorm of electrical and chemical activity that is the brain's environment. You act as leader, inventor, teacher, and user of your brain all at once. In these four roles lie the whole difference between the everyday brain and what we are calling superbrain. The difference is immense. The customized world that you live in needs a creator. The creator isn't your brain, it's you. Superbrain stands for a fully aware creator using the brain to maximum advantage. Your brain is endlessly adaptable, and you could be performing your fourfold role: leader, inventor, teacher, and user, with far more fulfilling results than you now achieve. Leader. Your orders are received by a living organism that changes every time you send an instruction. If you think, "I want the same bread and butter I had yesterday," your brain doesn't change at all. If instead you think, "What will I eat for breakfast today? I want something new," suddenly you're tapping into a reservoir of creativity, which is a living, breathing, ever new inspiration that no computer can match. Why not take full advantage of it? The brain has the miraculous ability to give more the more you ask of it. Inventor. Your brain is constantly evolving. This happens individually, which is unique to the brain. The heart and liver that you were born with will be essentially the same organs when you die, not the brain. It is capable of evolving and improving throughout your lifetime. Invent new things for it to do, and you become the source of new skills. Teacher. Knowledge is not rooted in facts. It is rooted in curiosity. One inspired teacher can alter a student for life by instilling curiosity. You are in the same position toward your brain, but with one big difference. You are both student and teacher. Instilling curiosity is your responsibility. And when it comes, you are also the one who will feel inspired. User. There's no owner's manual for the brain, but it needs nourishment, repair, and proper management all the same. The proper nourishment for the brain is mental as well as physical. Smoking, for example, can expose your brain to danger. Anger and fear, stress and depression are also a kind of misuse. A superbrain credo. The superbrain credo bridges two worlds, biology and experience. Biology is great at explaining physical processes, but it's totally inadequate at telling us about the meaning and purpose of our subjective experience. What does it feel like to be a discouraged child or a paralyzed stroke victim? The story begins with that question. And biology follows second. We need both worlds to understand ourselves. Otherwise, we fall into the biological fallacy, which holds that humans are controlled by their brains. One of the unique things about the human brain is that it can only do what it thinks it can do. The minute you say, "My memory isn't what it used to be," you are actually training your brain to live up to your diminished expectations. Low expectations mean low results. The first rule of superbrain is that your brain is always eavesdropping on your thoughts. As it listens, it learns. If you teach it about limitation, your brain will become limited. But what if you do the opposite? What if you teach your brain to be unlimited? You won't know what your brain can do until you test its limits and push beyond them. Five myths to dispel. The more neuroscientists learn, the more it seems that the brain has hidden powers. The brain processes the raw materials of life as a servant to any desire you have, any vision you can imagine. The solid physical world cannot resist this power. and yet unlocking it requires new beliefs. Your brain cannot do what it thinks it cannot do. Five myths in particular have proved limited and obstructive to change. All were once accepted as fact, even a decade or two ago. 1. The injured brain cannot heal itself. When neurons and synapses are lost owing to injury, the neighbouring neurons compensate for the loss and try to re-establish missing connections, which effectively rebuilds the damaged neural network. 2. The brain's hardwiring cannot be changed. The brain has circuitry, but no wires. In the middle of the 20th century, American psychologist Carl Lashley provided evidence for this phenomenon. Lashley trained rats to seek out food rewards in a maze and then removed large portions of their cerebral cortex bit by bit to test when they would forget what they had previously learned. He assumed, given how delicate brain tissue is and how totally dependent a creature is on its brain, that removing a small portion would lead to severe memory loss. Shockingly, Lashley found that he could take out 90% of a rat's cortex and the animal still successfully navigated the maze. As it turned out, in learning the maze, the rats create many different types of redundant synapses based on all their senses. Many different parts of their brains interact to form a variety of overlapping sensory associations. In other words, the rats were not just seeing their way to the food in the maze, they were smelling and feeling their way as well. When bits of the cerebral cortex were removed, the brain would sprout new projections, form new synapses to take advantage of the other senses, using the cues that remained, however tiny. 3. Brain aging is inevitable and irreversible. The old theory of the fixed and stagnant brain held that an aging brain was inevitable. Now that we understand how flexible and dynamic the brain is, the inevitability of cell loss is no longer valid. 4. The brain loses millions of cells a day, and lost brain cells cannot be replaced. The human brain loses about 85,000 cortical neurons per day, about 1 per second. But this is an infinitesimal fraction, 0.0002% of the roughly 40 billion neurons in your cerebral cortex. At this rate, it would take more than 600 years to lose half of the neurons in your brain. 5. Primitive reactions, fear, anger, jealousy, aggression, overrule the higher brain. To label human beings as puppets of animal instinct is wrong. The higher brain is just as legitimate, powerful, and evolutionary as the lower brain. The largest circuits in the brain, which form feedback loops between the higher and lower areas, are malleable. If you are an enforcer in professional hockey and your job is to start fights on the ice, you've probably chosen to shape your brain circuitry to favour aggression. But it was always a choice. And if the day ever comes when you regret your choice, you can retire to a humble, grateful, and wise human, meditate upon compassion, and shape the brain circuitry in a new, higher direction. The choice is always there. Your brain creates your world. Everyone stands in awe of the brain. Your brain not only interprets the world, it creates it. Everything you see, hear, touch, taste, and smell would have none of those qualities without the brain. Whatever you experience today, your morning coffee, the love you feel for your family, a brilliant idea at work, has been specifically customized solely for you.